on the Astra satellite from Ireland.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Monday the 16th of October, and this is Morning Ireland with Richard Crowley and David Hanley. The news headlines. Protective notice is to be issued to more than 130 staff at the Liebert Company in Cork after workers rejected a survival plan. President Saddam Hussein has received overwhelming support for his leadership in yesterday's referendum in Iraq. The ceasefire in Bosnia has come under threat from renewed fighting in the northwest of the country. And thousands of black American men have been converging on Washington for a rally on racial issues. Now the news in detail from Emer O'Kelly.
Protective notice will be issued to 132 staff at the Liebert factory in Cork today after SIPTU workers rejected a management survival plan for the future of the company last night. The union has called for a full labour court hearing on the crisis, but the company says the factory isn't commercially viable now that the plan has been rejected. Our southern correspondent, Tom McSweeney.
Of the 132 workers in the plant, SIPTU represents 80 general operatives and the rest aren't members of any union. In talks over the past few days under the auspices of the Industrial Relations Commission, a number of difficulties about the management survival plan had been overcome, the biggest of which appeared to be the demand for 20 selective redundancies, which the union believed was an attempt to clear out their leaders. There have been previous industrial difficulties at Liebert, but it appeared this weekend agreement might be near. However, difficulties over issues which appear to have included overtime and sick pay led to the rejection by 47 to 29 votes when SIPTU members held a secret ballot last night. Management had threatened a closure decision by midnight if their plan wasn't adopted, and they announced that 90 minutes before the deadline. Cork's Lord Mayor Joe O'Callaghan, a SIPTU official, has invited both sides to meet him today, and other efforts to avert the closure are likely. But management says protective notice will be issued and the phasing out of production will begin. Tom McSweeney, RTE News, Cork.
The presidency of Saddam Hussein has been overwhelmingly endorsed in a referendum in Iraq. He won 99.95% of the first 1 million votes counted in the referendum on whether or not he should stay on as president. It was the first presidential referendum in Iraq's history and the first time that voters had a chance to give their verdict on Saddam's years in government since he came to power in 1979. However, the United States and the Iraqi opposition in exile have dismissed the poll as a farce. From Baghdad, the BBC's Jim Muir reports.
As expected, the degree of endorsement for Saddam Hussein's presidency was massive. Of the six areas for which results have been declared, three said that 100% of the valid votes had been cast in his favor. Two of the others were 99.99% and the lowest 99.98%. Out of more than 1 million votes cast, a mere 52 said no to Saddam remaining in power. To what extent the poll reflects genuine support and enthusiasm for Saddam is virtually impossible to tell in a country as tightly controlled and full of fear as Iraq. What it does show, though, is that Saddam is as firmly in control as ever, able to turn the entire country out in a show of support for his rule.
A ceasefire designed to pave the way for the Bosnian peace talks has come under threat from renewed fighting in the northwest of the country. United Nations officials have said that only the Bosnian Serbs have agreed to give the military observers access to the area. Meanwhile, international peace envoys are due to meet in Moscow today to map out a strategy for the negotiations. They're members of the five-nation contact group, the United States, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany, which is to prepare for preliminary talks between the Bosnian Muslims, their Croat allies, and separatist Serbs at the end of the month. And President Clinton has called for a permanent United Nations War Crimes Tribunal to be established. In a speech commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Nuremberg trials, Mr. Clinton also rejected suggestions that prosecuting war criminals in Bosnia could hamper peace efforts. Tens of thousands of black American men are arriving in Washington for a rally on racial issues later today. Called the Million Man March, the event has been organized by the radical Muslim group, the Nation of Islam. Its controversial leader, Louis Farrakhan, has been condemned as being anti-Semitic, anti-white, and anti-homosexual. The rally will coincide with a major race relations speech to be delivered by President Clinton in Texas. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
The million-man march could bring Washington to a standstill. All police leave is cancelled, shops are closing, and the public transport system will be strained to breaking point. Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan says the protest is a chance for black men to atone for their crimes. But critics say Farrakhan is a racist demagogue who has called Jews bloodsuckers and is using the protest to raise his political profile. He's certainly setting the agenda. President Clinton gives a speech today. His topic, race relations.
And now the weather forecast. A mild, windy day. Dry at first in the north and east with some bright spells. Generally cloudy elsewhere with outbreaks of rain spreading to all parts during the day and becoming heavy at times, especially in the south. High temperatures 15 to 18 degrees. That's the news and weather. The time is approaching 6 minutes past eight. And here with what it says in the papers is Kevin O'Connor.
The death of Scottish boxer Jim Murray, the arrival of the large advance party for American President Clinton, continuing fallout over the sale of that CIE site in Cork, and more on drug bans. Those make for the bulk of the headlines this Monday morning, the 16th of October. Boxing on the ropes is how the Star heads its front page, with a picture of the 25-year-old being taken unconscious from the ring. The Ulster Newsletter writes of a complete ban on boxing, and all the papers debate the future of a sport which has seen 500 people killed around the world in about 10 years. Boxer loses life is the Independent heading over its support of how Murray's support machine was switched off after his family had seen him for the last time. Murray underwent 2 hours of surgery to remove a blood clot to the brain but never recovered consciousness. All papers comment on what is called the Night of Shame in Glasgow, when fans rioted in the Scottish version of religious tribalism that delayed the paramedics getting into the ring to the injured boxer. According to the Times sports section, however, that delay was not the crucial factor. The boxer had been